could start being distributed in about 2 weeks. In sports, the Athletics will leave Oakland after this season and play temporarily at a minor league park near Sacramento until their planned new stadium in Las Vegas is built. And South Carolina Gamecocks coach Dawn Staley honored as the AP Women's Basketball Coach of the Year. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 489 points. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Are you someone who tries to drive all distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel, or peeks down at it for a glance, or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Over that low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good evening, Americans. We are just never ready for this kind of thing in this country. We deplore the hotheads elsewhere in the world who change governments with guns, but we try to ignore the fact that now four of our own presidents have been cut down by assassins. It had been such a tremendous welcome at the Dallas airport and all along the parade route that Mrs. Kennedy, who had become perhaps his greatest political asset, turned to her husband and said, "You can't say Dallas wasn't friendly to you." Moments later, in the back seat of that open car, she cradled her husband's bleeding head in her arms, saying, "Oh, no, oh, no." Top speed, it was still 5 minutes to Parkland Hospital. Mrs. Kennedy did not collapse, no hysteria. When she entered the hospital, her chic fuchsia suit was covered with her husband's blood. President Kennedy, within 30 minutes, was dead from a bullet in his brain. There was another wound in the president's neck, which could have been from the same bullet. Mrs. Kennedy's wish was to return to Washington immediately to be with the children. The bullets, by now you know, came from a warehouse window. On the fifth floor, police found the remains of some fried chicken and some paper. The assassin had waited there for some time. And a Mauser rifle with a scope sight. Three cartridges fired, one still in the chamber. Dallas policemen advised that a suspect had entered a theater in the Riverside section, chased him there. There was a shootout. One policeman was killed. The suspect was captured, Lee H. Oswald, 24. They dragged him from the theater screaming. Evidence is piling up against him. He was employed in the building where the murder weapon was found. Lee H. Oswald traveled in Russia in 1959, married a Russian woman, renounced his American citizenship, tried to apply for Russian citizenship. And it's significant to me that Moscow Radio today hastened to say that our president had been killed by extreme right-wing elements. Now it develops the assassin's allegiance was red. He wore a brown shirt, uniform of a Castro communist terrorist, and he, Lee Oswald, is chairman of the pro-Castro outfit called the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. Governor Connally, with a bullet through his back that came out his chest, fractured his wrist, underwent surgery. He is conscious, condition good. Vice President Johnson, who was riding in a separate car a considerable distance behind Kennedy's, was unhurt. Lyndon Johnson is now President of the United States. Within less than 2 hours of the president's death, aboard the presidential plane in Dallas, Johnson took the oath of office sworn in by a woman judge and then took off with the widow and the body for Washington. When the first news came today, before it was even confirmed that the president had been killed, a flood of sell orders hit the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. They rang the bell, closed down for the day, but before they could, industrials had plummeted $21. And the commodity exchanges closed down, and Congress recessed, and sporting events most everywhere scheduled for tonight are canceled. Pope Paul, advised, went to his private chapel to pray. General Douglas MacArthur, in a telegram to Mrs. Kennedy tonight, said, quote, "I realize the utter futility of words at such a time, but as a former comrade in arms, his death kills something within me." President's special car has a bulletproof bubble glass top, but the top was down today so that he could wave to the enthusiastic crowds. The Dallas reception was the most enthusiastic of any stop in Texas. For weeks, a big debate raged over who of the city's luminaries would get to sit at the head table this noon. Nobody did. And on the president's White House desk tonight are the calls and the callers and the documents and the urgent things to be done which could not possibly await his attention for another day. But they will wait now. It is for us that one must grieve tonight. For a generation which has so refined its intellect that it can split atoms and communicate with the moon, and yet remains at the mercy of its own undisciplined emotions. If the world is one day destroyed, it'll come just like this, you know. It'll not be the H-bomb that did it. It'll be the greed or the fear or the hate that set it off. Paul Harvey. Good night.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Why that, you may ask? Well, at 3:30 this afternoon, Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories is going to join us. And we've got some new stuff to discuss with him. Pretty cool. Rosie Brock is riding shotgun on this incredibly beautiful but breezy Thursday.
And here they are.
It's magical outside. Jeb, wake up.
Please clap.
He is the grandfather clock of this program. Yeah, America's Untold Stories, I've talked about this almost a year. In fact, it was around a year ago. I was just looking for some JFK takes that I had not seen before on YouTubes, and it directed me to this America's Untold Stories. And I started an episode, started watching, and was immediately hooked. It was by Eric Hundley and Mark Robert. I just found myself mesmerized, especially by Mark's storytelling skills. And Eric lends a really perfect balance to Mark. And I watched, I don't know, 5-6 episodes, and then I just thought, I wonder if I could reach out to these guys and get them on the radio. And we were able to land Mark. That's almost it'll be a year, first Thursday in May. Whatever day that happens to be. And he's been joining us. He's only missed one Thursday over the last 11 months, which is pretty impressive. And he'll be joining us again today. We're going to talk about Johnny Carson and an interview he did with Jim Garrison. Of course, that's the character played by Kevin Costner in the movie JFK. And I had not seen these clips previously, but they were on last night's episode. And it was really bizarre to see Johnny Carson as uptight with a guest as he was with Jim Garrison. I don't know if he was forced to have Garrison on or if Garrison forced his way on because he might have threatened NBC. But it's one of the rare times where you see Carson just not funny. And really, in a way, being rather prickly, if you catch my drift, with a guest. You know, Johnny just usually rolled with it, let people say what they had to say, but it was almost like he was on a mission on this particular episode. I'm going to try and find some of that. But whether we do or we don't, it's mesmerizing stuff, especially for those of you who do remember Johnny Carson and how casual he was with most situations, you know, just off the cuff, funny. Can I find that Norm clip? I want to play a Norm clip here. It's too nice outside to get crazy. But that is what you will get if you pay attention to the news. And I'm just not ready to get crazy yet today. But if you have a rant or something you'd like to say, share it with us at 272-9228. And then 4 to 5, our second tour of the Idiocracy with David Blackman this afternoon. And since we talked on Monday, the situation with EVs, it's gotten worse. And I just can't, right? I'm looking at the Fox News app a little bit ago. I wish Citizen Free Press had an app. They don't. And Fox is just nothing more to me than a fallback option because we know that Paul Ryan is still there and it's loaded with rhinos and they're not conservative. They just pretend to be one so suckers will still tune in. And hang on one sec here. Well, I love the fact that Sage Steele said that every word of her interview with Joe Biden was scripted. And now Keith Olbermann, of course, put on his big boy diapers and now he's mad at her. Like, who cares? Keith Olbermann hasn't been relevant or pertinent. He hasn't been on a major affiliated thing in many, many years. Why is anybody caring what Keith Olbermann says? And the person who should care the least is Sage Steele, because it took guts for her to do that. All right, well, I'll have just to dig a little bit deeper. I'm so relaxed.
You are?
I know. It sounds like I smoked a doobie before the show. I didn't. I got a ton of exercise today, and I think maybe that's it. I worked the rant out of me.
Good.
Well, that may be good for me, but it's probably bad for the show because people expect me to go berserk every once in a while. Our show is brought to you in large part by Jack Ingram, Eric. Signature used cars. Well, it was for many years until John Ingram said, you know what? We've done very well with the Signature pre-owned brand, but we're going to take it a step further. And he created Jack Ingram Select used cars. Big selection, factory protection. In fact, I'm going to go to the site right now and do a little window shopping myself. If you visit jackinghamselect.com, you can shop. I'm going to go to the price category first, see what vehicles might be available under $10,000. And they have a couple. An Outback 2.5i Premium with moonroof and power. That's a 2015 Subaru. And just above that is a Mercury Grand Marquis. It's a 2001 at $9,000. Four-speed automatic. In mint condition. These two vehicles, like everything else they sell at Jack Ingram Select, has passed a rather large number of tests before being put on the showroom. Among those tests, the Carfax Vehicle History Report has to be clean. They're not interested in putting vehicles on that have been in accidents. Once that's done, the mechanics get it and run an 84-point check under the hood to make sure the car still operates at factory standards. And then it's reconditioned by the body shop. And then and only then, having passed all those tests, do they put a price on it and put it on the showroom floor for you to see and buy. And with 25 lending partners at Jack Ingram Select, you'll find something that you will love to drive in a budget that works for you. It'll get you done, too. In addition, they offer warranties on these vehicles. Limited warranties that not only come with protections for, you know, the drivetrain of the car and so forth, but they also offer roadside assistance 24/7 for the duration of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. Prepaid maintenance on a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. Because that's the one thing when you're buying a pre-owned vehicle, you may love the look of it, but can you count on it? When you shop at Jack Ingram Select, they've done everything humanly possible to take the doubt out of the question. On the boulevard, browse at jackinghamselect.com. Sedans, SUVs, any sports cars. I got to see if that Corvette's still there. I think they're holding it for me, honestly. And not to mention, you have six great brand new vehicle lines there with Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, Porsche, and Mercedes-Benz. On the boulevard, everything under the Jack Ingram umbrella at jackingham.com. I'm not talking that well today, and there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just incompetent. Eric.
Hey, man. Mr. Greg.
Sir.
Hey, my brother.
Hi.
I am so elated. I apologize if you can't understand me because I'm watching the Blue Angels practice.
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw that.
My adrenaline is about to bust through my heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm proud of our service. I'm proud. Greg, you can almost reach out of the cockpit and shake hands with the other pilot.
Yeah, I know. It's
how
amazing.
How the hell do you do? How do you go upside down running that fast?
They are very special pilots. I've met a number of them over the years.
I wish.
They exude a confidence that I can't quantify. All I know is that it takes.
I wish you were here, buddy. They're practicing.
Well, I'll be there Saturday for the whole show.
I hope so. But, I had a gentleman that works for the city of Montgomery, and I'm going to make it brief and quick because it kind of pissed me off. Said, I don't guess he's, I don't think he's American because when I said what I did, I said, y'all, you know, that makes you proud. He said, you know what he said? And I said, oh, Lord, don't let me get you to hell burned up because he'll blow a damn fuse. I wouldn't give a damn if they crashed it.
Okay, you're off. You cannot say that word on the show. I'm sorry. I was enjoying your call until you did that. And now it's 30 days. 30 days before he can come back on. Don't do that to me, man. That makes me move quickly. Although I am impressed with my hand speed. Hitting the dump button. Now, I know this guy will not do that to us. His name is Cooter. You got to trust a Cooter.
Yeah, this is Cooter, man. Hey, Jack Ingram Motors.
Yes.
When my daughter, if her husband died, she moved back here a couple of years ago. She bought a Nissan down there, and she loves it. Not a minute's trouble with it at all.
That is
so
awesome.
What I wanted to talk about, though, was that Grand Marquis. I have a 2001 Mercury Grand Marquis, same model as that one you got down there.
Right.
And this was my son-in-law's, and I got it when he died. Very low mileage, only one I got it. But you cannot beat that car, man. If anybody don't scoop that car up down there, they're crazy. It's one of the safest cars that was ever made. It's got power. I get on the interstate or even anywhere, and you push it down, you can make that thing, it almost, front end almost jumps, you know. The weight comes off of it. The wheels don't throw it on the ground. Wow. But you can see it. You can feel it, man. Fantastic car. Somebody go get it.
All right. Hey, thank you for the plug there, Cooter. We appreciate it. Yeah, it's a beautiful machine. Yeah. Nice pictures of it at jackingramselect.com, too.
Later, man.
All right. And it comes with all those additional protections. Look, I'm an eight-time customer there. And I never, ever on this show ask you to spend money where I'm not spending my own. And I keep my receipts. And when Larry was here the other day, I meant to mention, since he works with Food Outlet too, I've been a customer there almost 11 full years now. And one day I had to stop at a store for one item. So I went for the convenience and paid the retail price. As I was walking out, somebody saw me and said, "Oh, I thought you shopped at Food Outlet." And I said, "I don't mind you bringing that to my attention. Come with me." My car was just a few steps away. I opened up the back trunk and I went to the spot where I keep the receipt. Unrolled it. Obviously a full grocery shop on that. There's the date. I do shop there every Sunday morning at 7:30 or thereabouts. And so I keep those handy, just in case a situation like that happened. And it's happened like two or three times.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to run for one item.
Yeah. We are getting ready for the great Grobert joining us in just a bit at 3:22, our first traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
This will be followed by news and Rich's forecast coming up then, Mark.
We have a couple of accidents that are working. First of all, Vaughn Road, just before Vaughn. If you're coming from I-85 over to Vaughn, watch out for an overturned vehicle. Hopefully, they're about to get that one wrapped up. We also had a minor accident on Chantilly Boulevard right near the La Quinta Inn. That is just before I-85. If you're coming up from Walmart or Home Depot, please watch out there. Traffic's busy all over the city right now. Seeing a lot of cars on the interstates, the boulevards. Crapwell, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear at the moment. Larry Live Oak's been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs for the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The first MH-139 Grey Wolf helicopter arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base Wednesday. This is the first of many Grey Wolves that will be assigned to the 908 Airlift Wing, whose new mission is to be the flight training unit for the MH-139. The Alabama House held a public hearing Wednesday on legislation that would help protect the state from illegal immigrant crime. House Bill 376, also called the Laken Riley Act, would bolster the ability of Alabama law enforcement agencies to further enforce immigration law. Pike Road High School teacher Catherine Kinney got the opportunity of a lifetime Wednesday with the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. She was chosen to fly with the Blue Angels at Maxwell Air Force Base ahead of this weekend's air show. Catherine rode across the skies for several stunts and maneuvers and at one point experienced 7.8 Gs. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Hey, everybody. I just looked up at the Fox Business screen and noticed the Dow took a 530-point dump today. I don't know why, but Brant McDonald will join us at 5:15 to explain how it impacts your money. Brant of Invista Advisors. Make an appointment. Sit down with a financial planner. With days like this, you want somebody looking out for your money because you work hard to make it. You should be able to keep it and grow it, even in these crazy times. The number to make that appointment is 387-0094.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures are locked in for now. Clear, cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sunshine. Upper 30s again on Friday night. That's way below normal for April. It'll be warmer on Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine. And then the risk of showers holding off until Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is what I loved about I was very young when Johnny Carson was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911. Because he had a heart attack that turned, you know, fatal.
Fatal turn.
So you be, if we could do a little sketch. You can do a little sketch.
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here we go.
I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
It's right. This studio. It's
very studio.
That's right.
And I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Ready?
911.
Yes, hello. This is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
Is this speculation? Positively, and I want to identify it as that. But the probability appears to be that the killing of Tippett was a diversion which allowed them to turn loose these 10 men. Here's some more.
That is just a snippet of an incredible episode of my favorite show, America's Untold Stories, on YouTube. And we welcome the great America's Best Storytellers, Mark Robert. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. Now that they've caught the brick-throwing woman in West L.A. who has been smashing every car window with a brick in West L.A., just apprehended moments ago.
Wow.
She's some crazed black woman who shows up in an SUV of her own. They thought it was a homeless woman, but no, she shows up in a brand-new SUV with her own brick and then smashes the car windows and drives away.
Those bricks are probably left over from the pallets distributed during the George Floyd riots of 2020.
Right. She collected those bricks, and she's obviously on a mission. Originally, I thought she was just some crazy homeless woman, but apparently not. Apparently not.
You know, Mark,
only in L.A. do we have these things, bro. Only in L.A.
When you're in Chicago and you're on the Dan Ryan Expressway, they have catwalks that cross the entire width of the expressway that are completely enclosed by chain-link fence. Because the Utes of that area decided it would be fun to drop cinder blocks into truck windows as they were passing by. I don't know how many people got killed, but they eventually had to link all of those up to prevent more people from dying. We just have people that can't behave, man.
Well, the same thing with the Golden Gate Bridge. It was the leakingest bridge in America. They had to put up some fencing, and they opposed it. They fought it for years. They said, no, we don't want fencing. It doesn't look good. And they said, well, people are jumping to their death. And they said, all right, so we get the trade-off.
Yeah, that's, we do a thing called Random Facts here, and the total number of people that have jumped from that thing is incredibly high.
Amazingly high, but nothing comes as close as the euthanasia statistics out of Amsterdam and Canada. You're talking about government-assisted suicide going way... Something like 200% increase in Canada, 100% increase in Amsterdam. These people can't wait to die.
Well, I have to say, Mark, that if I thought I was going to be spending the rest of my life living under Pierre Trudeau, I might consider it. I mean...
You know what? That's a good point, Greg. You got a point. That is a good point.
Just saying. It is 3:33. Mark, I watched the episode that you guys did Tuesday last night. And it was one of your best ever. They're all great. I always tell people...
No, you know what? People have said that, and I'm really proud of that. Nobody's got that information anywhere, Greg.
I did not leave the room for a refreshment. I could not stop watching. And I played just a very brief snippet from your episode with Jim Garrison there. And I'd love for you to take a deeper dive on the history of Garrison and Johnny Carson. And I really need to watch that episode a second time, because what I want to know is, was Johnny Carson coerced? Was he told what to say to Jim Garrison?
Not only was he coerced, he had index cards that were written out by Walter Sheridan, who was the hatchet man for the Kennedys. RFK called up Johnny Carson weeks before and demanded that he not have Garrison on the show. And when Johnny Carson told Robert Kennedy, it's already been arranged, I can't change it,
right,
he sent Walter Sheridan out to see Carson and write out those questions and dialogue that you see in the episode of the find of the episode is the footage, the visual footage we discovered, which has been erased by NBC and non-existent for years. We believe that came from some overseas military person who saved it because it's untouched and unscathed. And we've only had audio of that event up until now, and we found the original videotape of the show, which we show in the episode.
Carson reminded me in watching it, and this is very, very old stuff. It's like more than 50 years old. He reminded me of some of today's MSNBC type anchors questioning somebody.
Yeah. Right. And it was so not him. This is a different Carson than anyone's aware of.
Yes.
Because this is not the happy-go-lucky, invisible, golfing, Ed Gein hat-wearing Carson. This is a different Carson who's been ordered by General Sarnoff, who owns NBC, who's the director of NBC, and the Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, to torture Garrison. And the letters that came in defending Garrison were in the thousands after that episode.
I'm not surprised. I mean, here it is all these years later, and I was put off by the way the man was treated. It was beyond rude in some points.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a talk show, and he's grilling him like he's the district attorney, Carson.
Yeah. It was just so not Johnny Carson. That's why I want people to see it. And I'm going to post the link to your show on my Facebook page when we're done a little bit later. But let's learn more about this. And I remember when the whole Garrison, I'm old enough to remember when the Garrison thing began, and I was following with great intrigue because I had already come to the conclusion that the story we were told was bogus. So how did Garrison...
I'll tell you how it happened. Mort Stahl was a regular guest on The Tonight Show.
Right.
As a stand-up comic, Mort Stahl was a mega, mega personality in the 60s, especially the mid-60s when Mort Stahl invented the comedy album.
Yeah.
He had Grammy Awards for his comedy albums. He was the biggest comic in America. And one night on The Tonight Show, he said he was talking about the Kennedy assassination, and he said to Johnny... you should have Jim Garrison on, the district attorney of New Orleans. He's making incredible headway. And Garrison didn't want to do it. And he goaded him and dared him to do it. And Garrison was brought on because of Mort Stahl goading Johnny Carson. That's how he got there.
Stahl was ahead of his time in so many different ways. And
well, he was sworn in as an investigator by Jim Garrison. He was a deputy district attorney.
I want to briefly mention to those of you listening, we're talking about stuff that goes back a ways. To me, JFK's and what the truth in that story is always going to be important, but it has everything to do with what's happening today, except today it's on steroids, and that's why we're going back to visit the origins of this thing. Not the oranges, the origins. It's a beautiful day here, Mark.
Walter Sheridan, the reason I focused on Walter Sheridan in the episode is Walter Sheridan is the only man, he was the hatchet man for the Kennedys. He was the guy who was the fixer, the dirty trickster, guy who did everything for the Kennedy family. And he was working in the Justice Department. You know, as an investigator in the Justice Department, he worked with RFK during the Rackets McClellan Get Hoffa unit. He was part of that unit. And he is, and this is revealed in the episode, and I'll tell you right now, Walter Sheridan was the only man in America that I've ever found who was a member, an active agent for ONI, NSA, CIA, and the FBI. He worked for 4 years for the FBI, 3 years for the NSA, 1 year for the CIA, and a number of years for ONI. I have never, ever come across a man who is part of all four three-letter organizations in my life.
Yeah, that's an incredibly impressive list. And what came of this? And were the tapes, you mentioned the tapes had gone missing, because I had never seen this before until I watched your show last
night. It's the first time they've ever been shown on the episode, so you may want to take a look at it. And we have the audio. We've always had the audio. And keep in mind, Oliver Stone... We show the recreation that Oliver Stone did in his film with John Larroquette, the comic actor playing Johnny Carson.
That was my next question. Because you talked about it, but I watched you on YouTube, and they cut that out.
Right, that was immediately a copyright violation, as we said, but you could watch it on our local channel or on Rumble. We said that was going to happen, but we did it anyway on purpose.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, anyway.
How was John Larroquette as Johnny Carson?
It was great. I mean, it's in the director's cut of JFK. It's not in the released film. You'd have to go to the director's cut to see that whole episode that we discussed was filmed by Oliver Stone, and he cut it out, I believe, because of NBC.
And it shows that the tentacles of the deep state run into the networks. Oh, they're all God. One big crappy family, man. It's
that's right. And they don't die. They pass it on to their children who are executives. And it's father to son. You know, Jack Valenti, who was the sometimes served as a human footstool for LBJ, his daughter, Courtney Valenti, became the head of Warner Brothers Films. So, I mean, the gatekeepers are there, bro. They do not go away. It's passed on generation to generation.
It's almost like an heirloom, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Jim Garrison, who actually got to him ultimately? Who were the people that, they really did everything they could to destroy his credibility, his life, whatever. Just like they do today, you know, our way, we will destroy you.
They wrote an NBC white paper. They did an hour-long documentary the year before, just to give you a background before the Carson thing. In 1967, they did an hour-long documentary smearing him. And it was so outrageous that the Federal Communications Commission granted Jim Garrison an hour of uninterrupted primetime Saturday night NBC television time to rebuff. Oh, yes, my friend. That's how bad the smear job was. Garrison received 30 minutes. He had an hour. It was cut down to 30 minutes. He did 30 minutes of uninterrupted discussion by himself on the JFK assassination on primetime NBC because of the JFK conspiracy, the case against Jim Garrison, phony white paper written by Walter Sheridan, who's actually in the documentary talking about the insanity of Jim Garrison and smearing him.
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this was all because RFK and Sheridan wanted to deal with the case themselves when RFK became president. And Garrison said in 1967, you're never going to get the nomination. You're going to be assassinated yourself unless you speak out.
Wow.
And he refused to speak out, RFK, and he kept saying the Warren Commission was correct, and he knew it wasn't, of course.
Yeah.
Even his own son today, that's why it's relevant when you see RFK Jr. talking about the CIA while a CIA agent is his campaign manager.
Makes sense out of that for
me. You can't make this up, right? You can't make this up.
No, it's you. If it was a movie, you would walk out thinking, "Come on, you're testing my patience and my critical thinking here with this." But that's actually what's going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They've got people inside his campaign right now to make sure it doesn't succeed and to monitor the situation and direct it wherever they can. They brought in a Silicon Valley honeypot last week, Nicole Sheridan as his VP.
Wow.
And she's got incredible deep state bona fides.
Yeah, from what I understand, she's something of a very hot extortionist.
She's a gold digging. The first husband she had, she rolled him and annulled the marriage within 27 days after she married him.
But I'm sure she didn't walk away from that penniless.
No, no, my friend. And penniless is not the word for the second marriage, which was to the founder of Google, Brin, who paid her $1 billion in a divorce settlement.
Wow,
that is...
$1 billion. She said she signed the prenup under duress, and it needed to be thrown out. And they said, okay. She got $1 billion out of them.
Holy cow. What's going to happen? I was going to ask, Mark, because we treasure your comments on today's politics and connecting all the dots here, but we're talking Kennedy's. How do you see RFK's campaign playing out? Because right now, I can't decide. I see different polling data every day. Who he's hurting, if he's hurting Trump or if he's hurting Biden. I can't believe Biden that... 80% of the country hates the economy, hates the wars, and all the other crap that's going on, but half still want to vote for four more years of that crap. It's mind-boggling. But what about RFK? Well, where does this go?
This is going to the creation, and you're going to hear it here first for the first time. The entire campaign by RFK is a fake-out. It's about creating a third party, a permanent third party, which is what he's going to do.
Wow.
That's where this is going. He knows he can't win this thing. He is going to create a third party, a permanent, like a Green Party or a Libertarian Party or whatever they want to call it, the People's Party. That's where this is going to go. And it's, they're going to run candidates every year.
Wow. I wish I could feel optimistic about that, but I just can't.
Right. Well, it's you know, how many parties do you want to have? I mean, you have a non-parliamentary society, a government here. If you have a third party, a fourth party, a fifth party, I mean, where does it end?
My friend, I wish I had the answer to that question.
It's blowing in the wind.
I will post what we've been talking about is the most recent edition of America's Untold Stories. I'll put the link up on Facebook. I'll get it from Rumble. I want people to be able to see everything.
Yeah, get it from Rumble because it's uncut on Rumble. And we knew it was going to be cut no matter what we did. So we did it anyway.
By the way, please pass along my regards to Mr. Hundley. You guys are just a great pair together, great balance there. Let's talk about... the world in general, as it stands, they're still using our legal system as nothing more than a toy to try and get Trump. Where is all this headed?
Well, I mean, the Marchand judge thing is becoming such an incredible boondoggle because Trump is asking for this is in the Stormy Daniels case, he's asking for Marchand, the judge, to be recused, and he just tightened the gag order on Trump. This is the hanging judge that will attempt to incarcerate President Trump. You heard it here first. This guy is from, again, not born here. He's from Colombia, from another country. His father was a military dictator there, a high-ranking general in the right-wing military junta in Colombia. He is going to attempt to incarcerate President Trump. The daughter that he keeps talking about is the head of an NGO that works with Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff and raises millions and millions of dollars for Democratic candidates. In their website, it talks about getting Trump. In her own website, the daughter of the judge.
In fact, we had people gain political office, including Letitia James. It was hilarious watching them all wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth when the Trump's bond got lowered. But I don't understand. What can he go to jail for relative to Stormy Daniels?
For violating the gag order. This is what I've been saying for 2 years. Right. Now you're catching on, bro.
He
put the gag order on Trump. He just extended and tightened and expanded the gag order. So he, at any time, can say you violated the gag order and incarcerate him.
I don't think that's going to play over very well.
Play over or not, he can physically have Trump arrested for violating the gag order that he created. That's the game they're playing.
It's sad, Mark, that so many people don't understand that what they're doing to Donald Trump, they could do to any one of us, and they will if they gain absolute power. It's really frightening.
Right. I mean, I want it to happen sooner than later. I want Trump, and I think he's going to do this, violate the gag order now and force their hand now instead of in October.
Yeah.
Because they would prefer to have Trump, quote-unquote, gagged and him cooperate until October and then just say he violated in October and incarcerate him during the election. That's their game. So my theory is, my advice to him is to violate it now intentionally and force their hand now in the middle of April instead of waiting till November.
Mark Robert, so much of what you have predicted has come to pass. I am not going to challenge you on that one iota. Man, 20 minutes with you goes by so quickly.
Well, we got to run, bro. We got other things. We got other fish to fry, Bledel.
All righty. We thank you for your time. It's been almost a year, man. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Rosie, don't forget, it is Thursday night, which is fish fry night at Rosie's house. It's all you can eat, fish. 5 to an incredible trusty case, and I'm going to get there early to beat the crowd.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Ernie.
Oh. I love the way he always includes you at the end.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. So where's this fish fry again? Cloverdale somewhere?
My house.
I'll just listen for the sizzling sound with the roll down window of my car. That was something I did today. I haven't done it in ages. Because no matter what the weather outside, I usually keep the windows in the car up. Mm-hmm. But today, it was just, I mean, there's music in that wind. It was invigorating and healthy and just the right temperature for riding around with your windows down. As the DJ used to say back in the day. I can't believe how fast that went.
I know.
Yeah, I will find the latest edition of America's Untold Stories on Rumble and post it, because you've got to watch this. Those of you, and I know many of you are, old enough to remember Johnny Carson. We're not going back 8,000 years after all. And anytime you see Johnny, he's either having fun, very light. But when you watch him with Jim Garrison, and that was a hot guest to get, I'm sure tens of millions of people watched that particular edition of The Tonight Show. He is anything but. It'll make you cringe when you realize that Johnny Carson has zero freedom or leeway in the way he handled that interview. Rosie, it is really, it was a shock to the eyes.
Yeah, which is amazing, because you would pretty much think that Johnny called the shots on who was on the program.
Johnny could have done anything he wanted because he was NBC's biggest cash cow for decades. With that show. Jimmy Fallon, you are a pissant. You are nothing compared to Johnny Carson. Well, we've got cable. We've got other options now. No. No. Nobody was forced to watch Johnny Carson. But there's a reason why he ruled the roost and called his own shots. I remember every year he would announce, he'd get a new deal from NBC for tens of millions of dollars, and he needed it to cover his divorces. And then, you know, he was taking these incredibly long vacations, which he richly deserved, and he'd get chided about that. But his vacation time gave people like Joan Rivers and others a chance to come into their own as talk show hosts.
Yeah.
Many stars were born. I can't believe this. At 3:53, I'm looking at the call board, and I see, you'll never guess who's on.
Jake Quellen.
Yeah, and it's before 4 o'clock, so let's find out. What's happening, Jacqueline?
Hi. Because today is Jared's birthday.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. So I needed you to do something to embarrass him while I know he's in the car.
Uh-oh.
Embarrass him?
You know, he doesn't like any attention called on himself, so...
How about if we do the happy birthday song?
Yeah.
Actually, we could do the long version, the album version of the birthday song, and you guys could sing Jared's name, because he'll want to change it after he hears us sing it.
Whatever we need to do.
But
I've got the chatty catty in the back seat over here who hasn't stopped talking since I picked her up.
Here's a little gift for the birthday boy right now.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I've just made a brilliant discovery. It's a food that greatly reduces sex drive.
What is it?
It's wedding cake.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
So is Jared listening now?
I hope so, but I hold on. I have the speaker. I know it usually things, but Lola, go ahead, baby. Somebody wanted to say hello.
Hey, Lola.
Hello.
See, they hear you. Okay.
Are you in a position to discuss what you were doing today?
I am. That's why I'm off early. I usually don't get off this early, but I had my interview this afternoon at the governor's office.
And you sat down with Governor Ivey?
No, she wasn't there. It was her staff, which is fine. They were very welcoming and very warm, and so they had an interview for the new district court judge position in Elmore County. So I interviewed for it today, and hopefully we'll hear something towards the end of the month.
I am praying that this works out, because, you know, you hear it so often, and it has in my life turned out to be true. One door closes, another opens.
And right, well, yes, and the the good thing about what this district judge does is juvenile law. And anybody who knows me knows that that's my heart. That's what I do. And so if, you know, this could all be part of the plan. If not, I know that there's something out there, you know, for me. But yeah, we had our interview today. So, and now it's Jared's birthday. So it's been a very, very busy day.
Yeah.
It has. Should we do Jared's birthday song now?
Sure.
I got to get it. I forgot. I don't use this one often because it's a little bit longer than our regular version of the birthday.
Well, what I could do is I could text him and tell him to make sure that he's listening. So if you want to let me run, I'll text him and you can find it.
All right, go ahead. We'll put a traffic update on and then we'll come right back.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. We'll give him or her a moment to text him. My head is spinning here. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, it's Clarks. And yes, people are important. Skilled people. The best HVAC techs, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing people that are talented beyond my ability to describe. All I know is that on the plumbing side, they have solved many mysteries for me over the years, some requiring some really great experience and the ability to solve the problem. It was more than a problem. It was a case, really. Where is this water in my bedroom floor coming from? And they had to figure that out. And it came down to some pretty drastic actions, like removing the bathtub. I'd never seen what's under a bathtub in a house before, but I know what it looks like now. And they finally pinpointed the cause, the source of the leak, fixed it, put the bathtub back. You'd never know anything was done there. And they did it with kid gloves and due diligence. They didn't rush the job. Nothing was damaged. Everything went right back in. I didn't have to buy any more new parts beyond the pipe that needed a new collar. And that was it. That's how good they are. So, but whether it's a leaky faucet, a clogged toilet, or something far more sinister, they can handle that. And on the HVAC side, I urge those of you who are considering buying a new central air unit, buy it from Clark's, because they sell incredible units. They know how to install those units, and then they service those units for you. And it's been ideal for us. Our budget billing with our new Clark's AC system. Our new budget billing has gone from $395 to $212 a month over the last six quarters in increments. So it's really paying for itself because the bills were over $500 before we had that system installed. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. All right, we're assuming that birthday boy Jared is listening. And Jared, this is something you'll never forget, unfortunately.
And all across the land, they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Birthday.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday.
Oh, Chad.
Jared. Jared.
Please clap.
All right. Those of you who are driving through town and hearing this radio station for the first time, we are not on drugs. This is the way we normally roll. We're very loose. Ooh, David Blackman coming up in just minutes.
We have a new accident on East Boulevard at Monticello. If you're coming from I-85 over to the Sam's Club entrance, you're going to need to be in your right lane. We've got a lot of emergency vehicles on the scene there. They are calling this a major accident, possible injuries as well. Also, an overturned vehicle earlier on